Hello and welcome to the Project 119 podcast. Today is Monday, July 24th, and I am Amy Harwell. I am here feeling very privileged to get to read to you this week. Today, we are reading from Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 23. Then the disciples came up and asked him, "Why are you speaking to them in parables?" He answered, "Because the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given for you to know, but it has not been given to them. For whoever has, more will be given to him, and he will have more than enough. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. That is why I speak to them in parables, because looking they do not see, and hearing they do not listen or understand." Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, "You will listen and listen, but never understand. You will look and look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown callous. Their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn back, and I would heal them. Blessed are your eyes because they do see, and your ears because they do hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see the things that you see but didn't see them, to hear the things you hear and didn't hear them. So listen to the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word about the kingdom and doesn't understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the one sown along the path. And the one sown on rocky ground, this is one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. But he has no root and is short-lived. When distress or persecution comes because of the word, immediately he falls away. Now the one sown among the thorns, this is one who hears the word, but the worries of this age and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the one sown on good ground, this one who hears and understands the word, who does produce fruit and yields some 100, some 60, some 30 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The parable of the sower is one of the most well-known parables, at least to me. It is also one of the most convicting parables. In this, we have four types of soil. We have the one that is too hard to receive the word of God. We have the second, which is shallow. This second soil, it takes the word, but it doesn't feast on the word. It doesn't truly live in the word, and so it is shallow and ultimately perishes. The third is the seed that ends up getting contaminated by the world. Scripture says that it is the worries of this age and the deceitfulness of wealth that choke it. I'm reminded by the thought that our heart cannot belong to two masters at once. If we have given our heart to the world, then it cannot also belong to Christ. And then there is the fourth soil. This is the soil that is planted in good ground. This is the soil that is receptive to the word of God. I think it is helpful here to remember that John 16:13 tells us that it is the Spirit of God that reveals truth. It is God who sows good ground. It is God who makes good ground. But we have to have open ears and open hearts to receive this word. And we are told that when we do, that we will produce fruit and yield some 100-fold of what was sown. I find this to be an especially convicting portion of scripture because it is a fine line between some of these kinds of soil. What is it that I hope to receive from my walk with Christ? Am I simply wanting temporary relief from my temporary stressors and worries and pains? Or am I wanting ultimate transformation, ultimate salvation? And what of myself am I willing to give? If I just want temporary relief, that leads me to that shallow soil. That leads me to be here today and be gone tomorrow. But I wish for the transformative power of God's good grace. And in order to do that, I need to open my heart and my life to God's presence and God's dominion. And so in that regard, let us pray. Father, thank you for your teaching. Thank you for calling us to deeper life with you. May we be people with eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts open and receptive to you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, may we be that good soil that can plant seeds of your gospel and grow great fruit in your name that we may share with those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.